Today on Best Podcasting Gear, we're taking a look at the DJI Mic wireless microphone system. Hey, welcome to Best Podcasting Gear. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com. I bought some new gear and thought I would tell you about it. It is the DJI Mic. Now, if you're like, I've never heard of DJI, they are really known for their drones. And I know you're like, wait, you bought a microphone from a drone company? Yep. And I'll explain why. Here are some of the features of it. Number one, 250 meter wireless transmission range. There's the drone part. So if you're a person that wants to go out, especially if you're doing video, you set up your camera and then you want to run way down there to get a shot, you can do that and not have to worry about not picking up the sound. It has a compact build that makes for a super easy travel solution. Now, that's one of the biggest reasons why I bought it, is because I'm doing a local show for a city that I live in, and I wanted to do more mobile recordings. And so I did one, and it was super simple. I basically clipped one, because it comes with two mics and then a receiver. And you can have those mono, you can have them stereo, you can adjust everything. And I walked in, I put it on my guest, I clipped one on me, I plugged the receiver into my phone, I hit record, and we're all good to go. Now, what's really cool is you can also record on the actual microphone. A ton. It's something ridiculous, like 18 gigs of space on this thing. So you can have a backup. You can also have it record a safety track. So if you're doing something and it's one time only, you could turn this on and it will record a second version of whatever you're recording at a minus 10 dB, so that if it's something and it gets too loud and all of a sudden it starts peaking, you're like, ah, crap, we got a bunch of distortion. Your safety track will have that, hopefully, at a great level that's not all distorted. Again, it's got dual channel recording, features two omnidirectional transmitters, perfect for studio, podcast, and interview recordings. And what's really cool about this is it comes in this compact recording case. And that's what's really cool about it, because you can basically provide 15 hours of battery life, because you could basically run the transmitters dry, plug them in the case, it'll record it or recharge them. And then what's great about this is while you're doing the recording, you can recharge the case. So you can really just keep going on and on forever. This is one of the reasons, because you might be going, well, why didn't you go with like the Rode Wireless Go? Nothing against that system. It sounds great. It's $100 cheaper. This one clocks in around $300. But this is why I like it. The touch screen receiver offers an easy to use interface for controlling your system settings. With the Rode Wireless Go, you have to have things with your phone or your computer. This, I control everything on the go. I don't need to be anywhere near my phone. And so when I did this interview, you know, the only reason I brought my phone was to use it as a big recorder. But if I had something like a Zoom H1, I could plug the receiver into that and record it that way. It does have a USB receiver with, again, a 3.5 millimeter TRS ports that offers the versatility and the compatibility with most smartphones and computer devices. And so you'll hear it here in a second. And like I mentioned, it has a safety track, but it comes in a case. You've got two, and don't get offended by this, but they call them dead cats. It's a little windscreen that you put over the microphones. You've got the ability to plug it into an Android or an iOS device. You've got a TRS cable to plug it from the receiver into your phone, into your recorder. And so right now I'm using a Shure SM7B, but I'm going to go ahead and unmute this, and you will hear. There we go. Let me turn this off. Now, obviously, it's a omnidirectional microphone, so we're going to have some more room noise than I do with the SM7B. But this is what's great about it, is it, you simply clip it on, or sometimes when you clip on something, you end up kind of messing up the top of somebody's shirt or their blouse or whatever it is. And so this comes with a really powerful magnet, and you can actually slide this down to the middle of their shirt and then just stick it on the magnet that's on the other side of the shirt. So you, multiple ways of plugging this in, but it is worry-free wireless. And so again, this is the DJI mic. I'm going to go ahead and go back to the SM7B. And so why I like this as well is, as you heard, it's an omnidirectional, so it is going to pick up a little more round, where the, obviously comparing this to an SM7B is not fair, but I could walk around with just one receiver or one transmitter if I'm at an event, put it between the two of us. Now, again, you're going to pick up some room noise when you do this, but literally this thing's the size of your thumb. These are small transmitters, and I could record it right there. I wouldn't have to bring the transmitter. I wouldn't have to bring a recorder. I could just walk around with one of these and hit record, and then they do have a USB-C connector, so if you want to download the files off the receiver, you could do that. So super versatile, and I've tried it a few times on my YouTube channel because, you know, some people, I think it's kind of weird that they're like, ooh, your microphone's in the shot. I'm like, I'm a podcaster. I'm supposed to have a microphone in the shot, but I've used it on my YouTube channel. I've used it on a couple other things. And so some of you might be thinking, okay, I've been thinking of going to a lavalier, maybe not wireless. And so I want to compare this microphone now to some inexpensive lavalier mic. All right, so this is the, it's from a company called Power to Wise. You get two lapel mics with a 6.5 foot cord, plus 2 6.5 foot extension cables, plus a Y connector. The idea is you take these, you either plug them into your camera or your phone, and you can record pretty easily. And I'm amazed. This goes right now for around $36. It kind of varies anywhere from $40 down. And I'm amazed for a lavalier mic. Now, granted, it's not really fair. We're comparing it to a Shure SM7B, but this is a $40 wired microphone. Now I'm going to switch back to the DJI mic. And so this is the DJI mic. This is wireless. Granted, the $40 lav doesn't have any kind of recording capabilities. I need something to record it with. It doesn't have any kind of safety track in case I'm recording somebody a little too hot. And I've got to put up with cables, which means, you know, it gets a little ugly. But I'm also saving myself $260, depending on what you're looking at. Of course, if you need a recorder, you go Zoom H1. Now we've got $100, so $140 into it instead of the DJI mic, which is around $320, I believe, at this point. And of course, I always recommend Sweetwater because they do have that 90-day, almost same as cash deal going on. I actually have the new blue mic. It looks a lot like the SM7B. I'll be talking about that, the Blue Sona. That'll be another episode in the future. So this is the DJI mic. And again, it's pinned right at the top of my shirt. And if I were to go back to the SM7B, it would sound like this. And that's where it's just not fair to compare microphones like this. But, you know, any lav mic, that doesn't matter what it is not going to sound as good as, say, a Samson Q2U, a Electrovoice RE320. They're just not. But they're convenient. They're, you know, there's no stand needed. If you have, especially for interviews, if you have people that can't stay on mic, a lav sometimes can be handy in that way. So I'll have links to everything out at Best Podcasting Gear. In fact, if you go to bestpodcastinggear.com/11, that'll take you right to this episode. I do have some more gear. As I mentioned, I bought the new blue. We're going to be talking about a bunch of different things that I've been playing with, as well as, so far, I've really been focusing on hardware, and I'm also going to talk about some plugins and other gear that you can use to make your podcast. Everything is out at bestpodcastinggear.com. I'm Dave Jackson from the schoolofpodcasting.com, wishing you happy podcasting.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.